T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
8:15. That's WWL First News Time, Tuesday, November 23rd, day 86 of Ida recovery. About 53 degrees right now. If you average the temperature, is going up to 62. Warms up tomorrow. Thanksgiving's going to be a little bit warmer than I think we would like, with highs between 76 and could push a little higher than that. But that's in advance of a cold front. 59 for a high Friday, 58 Saturday, 64 Sunday, and 66 on Monday. Of course, an integral part of Thanksgiving is eating. And according to the USDA, Louisiana is the third hungriest state in America, with Louisiana households lacking sufficient access to affordable, nutritious food. You don't think that could happen in this country, but it does. Numbers are even worse for our older adult population. Dr. B joins us now, our friend Dr. Brent Wallace from People's Health. Talk about food insecurity and the way People's Health is working to combat it, especially during the upcoming holiday season. How you doing, Dr. B, how are you?
I'm good, Tommy. Just getting ready for the holiday.
Me too. I might have checked out a little bit early there. tell me about the difference between hunger and food insecurity.
Sure. So hunger really is just that physical sensation you get when you haven't eaten something. But food insecurity is a little bit different. It's what happens when a family really doesn't have access to adequate food. And that could be due to, a lack of money or other resources, like being able to get to a grocery store to buy nutritious food. And so they may decide to skip meals because they really don't have the resources to get them. So people that are food insecure are really kind of a step away from being hungry. They may have to make really tough decisions, like whether or not to pay the bills and keep the lights on, or feed their family.
You can stuff your face and still not be nourished, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's really important you have to eat a certain type of food to stay healthy. And so, if you're food insecure, you may be grabbing things that are not necessarily as nutritious for you.
Who is affected by food insecurity?
Well, I mean, that's the unfortunate thing in South Louisiana. Really, we've identified probably about 1 in 5 families that are food insecure or at risk of hunger. And with everything going on in the pandemic and on multiple hurricanes over the last couple of years, the statistics really approaching a little bit closer to 1 in 4 families. So it really affects a huge number of people. The issue's really the greatest in the South, right here where we live, and among people that are between 60 and 70 years old. It definitely disproportionately affects racial and ethnic minorities, and then obviously people that are in lower income households as well.
So you got bad conditions, then you get Hurricane Ida.
Yeah, the hurricanes definitely did a number on us, and they do every year that they come through. A lot of things happen when hurricanes hit that people don't think about, but those massive prolonged power outages that we have can really cause a problem. A lot of the food that's in the grocery stores gets spoiled and has to be thrown out. If you remember right after the storm, it was almost impossible to get any sort of fresh food. You couldn't buy lettuce, you couldn't buy tomatoes. So people had to basically just go whatever they could. It really completely disrupts that food chain, supply chain. So it becomes a really big issue in our community whenever we have a hurricane come through. And then you pair that with the pandemic, which has caused a lot of access issues as well, and it just compounds the issue.
How does food insecurity affect older adults specifically?
Yeah, for older adults, you know, you kind of alluded to it. They have nutritional requirements that may be a little bit different than younger adults. And that may be because of some of their chronic medical problems. They may need to eat certain types of food. For instance, they may have to be on a low-salt diet, so they can't eat a lot of canned or packaged foods. So they really have to make sure that their diets are maintained, and that can become very difficult when they've got food insecurity. The other issue is really transportation. Can they get to a grocery store and actually get the food they need? And if not, the only option there becomes home delivery, and home delivery adds a pretty high premium to the cost of those groceries. So if they can't get what they need, if they don't have access to that adequate food, it can cause a lot of problems, worsening of their diabetes, slower healing if they've got wounds, and other medical complications for sure.
We could take a break, pick it up here. We come back. I can hear it in your voice that you're very concerned about this, and that's probably why you became a doctor, because you're very compassionate for people. We're talking to Dr. Fred Lopez. Doggone it. What is wrong with me? Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. I'm sorry, Dr. B. I think I'm having a brain issue here. We're talking about food insecurity, and we're going to talk about what People's Health is doing to make it better. 8:20, I'm going to have a cup of coffee right now. Let's look at traffic on WWL. 8:24, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Dr. B, Dr. Brent Wallace from People's Health. Doc, I may have to make an appointment with you soon. I don't know what's going on here.
I said it was because we're on a Tuesday, not a Thursday. It threw us off.
Maybe that's what it is. It might be. I apologize. I don't know what's going on here. We've already identified the problem of food insecurity specifically as it relates to seniors. But what is People's Health doing to make this better?
Sure. You know, we do a whole lot of things in the community, and since we serve over 85,000 people across Louisiana in our Medicare Advantage plans, really the majority of them are over 65. So we understand a lot of the issues that they're facing. And for the past 10 years, we've partnered with Second Harvest Food Bank, and in particular this year, we've worked with them again on their Thanksgiving Meals for Seniors program. So over the past 10 years, we've been able to help provide over 60,000 meals to seniors across the state, something that's extremely needed, especially at this time of year.
And it goes on year-round, but you did have a holiday meal, right, last week with Second Harvest?
Yeah, traditionally we'll do a sit-down holiday lunch annually that we sponsor along with Second Harvest. And since the pandemic, we've had to kind of convert that to a socially distant event. And this year, we decided to go with that model again. It worked so well last year. In particular this year, though, we teamed up with Second Harvest along with the Councils on Aging for Lafourche, Terrebonne, Tangipahoa, and St. Charles parishes, where we helped to package meals, and the seniors could actually drive through and pick up those meals so they could enjoy them at home, in the comfort of their own home and safety. And we know that those areas in particular were impacted tremendously by Hurricane Ida. So we thought that this was a great way to really jump in and make a difference. So we're hoping to have about 6,000 meals this year, again, distributed to older adults.
And it does escalate during natural disasters, like you said before.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, those areas in particular, along with others, were impacted. And so we're hoping this can help just a little bit.
And y'all got something coming up today, right, with Second Harvest?
We do, yeah. We've got over a dozen employees actually over at Second Harvest packaging up holiday meals that are going to be distributed for Thanksgiving. So we're always encouraging our employees to get involved in community events like this as well.
Can you briefly kind of touch on the benefits that two of the People's Health plans offer, food benefits specifically?
Yeah, sure. You know, we're excited about some of our benefits that we have in particular for two of our plans, the Secure Complete and the Secure Health plans. We actually include a monthly allowance that our members can use to spend on healthy foods. They actually actually get a debit card that they can use at local retailers to actually go buy, you know, staples, dairy products, seafood, vegetables and meats, you know, things that they really need in order to keep them as healthy as possible. It can also be used for over-the-counter health items like first aid supplies.
The plans are members. The plans are for members who are eligible for both Medicare and Medicaid or assistance from the state, right? And of course, you can learn more about them at peopleshealth.com, or you can call them at 1-800-978-9765. If somebody's not getting enough food, Doc, what should they do?
Yeah, one of the easiest things to do is really just call 211. 211 is a non-emergency helpline. It's staffed 24/7. You can let them know that you or someone you know is having difficulty getting food, and they can actually share a lot of resources in the community with you that can help you get something that you may need.
And if somebody's listening right now and they think it's a shame, which it is, what can they do to help with food insecurity?
Yeah, you can always help, and there's a lot of different ways. I mean, there's a bunch of places like Second Harvest where you can donate food items. You can definitely offer up your time, especially during this time of year, to help package food and help out at these food banks. And, of course, money. Money always helps, and money is good because it can be used in a lot of different ways. So it's important at the end of the year to be thinking about who you can donate to, and this is a very good cause.
Can it be going on under your nose with a relative and you don't even know it, where they don't tell you? Is there any way to kind of surface what's going on or divine whether or not they are food insecure?
Yeah, I mean, this is a really good time of year when families are getting together to ask some of those difficult questions. If you happen to be in their home, you know, take a look in their pantry, and sometimes you can discover something that's pretty shocking. So, you know, it's not something to be embarrassed about. It's something that there's help available for. So just speak to your family. Definitely it's going to be much appreciated.
And discretion, maybe do it on the side, whatever. Doc, thank you so much. I'm thankful we have you, and I hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Tommy. You too. Have a great one.
Thank you, sir. Dr. B, Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Brent Wallace of People's Health. You can find out more at peopleshealth.com. You can visit the new People's Health United Healthcare Medicare Center at 3017 Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Metri, next to Party City. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome, and I'd call ahead 800-978-9765 to see what the holiday hours are. And you can always follow People's Health on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. 8:30 time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.